Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June the 10th. Overnight, we had July corn at 3 cents at 4.51¾. July wheat down 6.5 cents at 6.21, and July beans up 5¼ cents at 11.84½. Wednesday at 11 o'clock, we'll get the WASDE report. They're looking for slight cuts in corn and soybean production. We're certainly hoping that they're going to cut the Brazil crop significantly and the Argentinian crop. So it could show tighter world supplies out here. And I think that would be a positive for the market, obviously. Crop progress tonight should show corn in good shape, virtually 100% planted. Beans getting very close and in good shape, so we don't see any problems there. I don't think the wheat will be under any real pressure out here. We should still be around 49% good to excellent, somewhere in that range. NOPA came out and said that their April crush was revised up 3.4 million bushels. The Indiana numbers were somehow off. The total is now 169.4 million bushels. The funds are more short corn than we thought. I had them short about 150,000 contracts of corn. It looks like they're short 207,000 contracts as of Friday night. Wheat, 61,000 short. Beans, 34,000 short. Meal, they're long 108,000 meal, short 38,000 contracts of oil. South Korea bought some wheat on their tender. They bought 50,000 U.S. wheat and 40,000 Canadian. I don't think that'll have a big impact on this market. Most of the strength in the beans and corn came because the weather forecasts certainly look hotter and drier. I don't have any rain in Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa all week. Temperatures poking their heads up into the mid-90s, particularly in Kansas and Nebraska, one or two 90s in Iowa. So it's certainly hotter there than when we came out Friday. So I think that's what spurred the markets and corn and beans a little higher. The wheat under pressure as the harvest continues. We're seeing more hedge pressure out here, and that's likely to continue for a while out here. If the corn and beans can rally because of the heat, then I think people will be more willing to buy these hedges at cheap prices, hoping that it affects the wheat moving forward. So you've got a lot of moving parts to this market out here. Hopefully we'll see some higher prices, but I really think right now it's a function of the weather as much as anything else. The dollar is up 42 ticks, which doesn't help. Crude oil is up 36, but just kind of chopping around. Dow Jones looks to open up 100 points lower for the week. So when it's all said and done, I really think it's about the weather this week. If you have any questions, obviously we'll get the inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get exports at Thursday. We'll get the WASDE on Wednesday. We'll have the crop progress tonight at 3 o'clock. Those will be the big highlights of the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.